Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you're having a phenomenal week wherever you are in the world. So today's podcast has been influenced a lot by last week. So I'll give you a quick life update. Pam and I had a incredible week last week. We were in two businesses, UniSuper and 7-Eleven, presenting to some of the women in those businesses. And it is always such an absolute honor when Pam and I get these opportunities to go in and speak with some of our clients. Both UniSuper and 7-Eleven are actually sponsors of Sisterhood Club, which is just incredible to have these types of organizations supporting our mission to ensure the future of work is inclusive for all. So it was just an absolute privilege to go in and meet with some incredible women this last week. And a few questions came from those experiences. So I've written them all down, and it's really given me, I guess, some inspiration to record these types of episodes to make sure that I am speaking to things that are relevant in organizations and really helping people advance in their careers, feel more confident, have more courage, and make sure that they step up into their true potential. So today's question actually came when I was in the 7-Eleven offices, and Pam and I presented. We were doing a presentation on 6 steps to accelerating your career. And one of the key points that we made in these 6 steps was networking, and how networking is so important, but networking with a different spin on it. So I think when people think networking, they think going out, glasses of wine, talking, meeting strangers, and that can be really intimidating for a lot of people, especially if you're more introverted. So Pam and I have actually done a whole episode on networking like a pro. So that was quite a few episodes back, but definitely go and listen to that episode. Speaking of networking events, actually today, this afternoon, I'm recording this on Wednesday, the 24th, day before Anzac Day, we actually do have a sisterhood social. So I'm going to be doing a lot of networking tonight. So probably should be saving my voice right now, but never mind. But look, networking is really, really important for your career, really important for accelerating. But when we were doing the presentation last week, we weren't sort of talking so much about external networking, however important that is. We were talking more about networking internally, networking in and around your organization, making sure that other people in the business know who you are. And one of the questions came up when we were talking about this, about how to actually go about it, because one of the women, she was working in finance and she was quite interested in learning more about technology. So she was like, you know, how would I go about doing that? How would I go about making these right connections? So this is what today's podcast is on: how to network internally, how to make sure that you are seen and noticed within your organization. So I guess what I sort of wanted to speak about before I go into the steps is, I guess, why it is actually important to network in and around your business. Well, obviously, first and foremost, you can actually be better at your job. So I think some of the, I guess, mistakes I used to make in my career is just get really narrow focused on, like, this is my job, this is what I'm here to do. And I didn't sort of look up and around at what was going on around, like, in and around me in the business. The more visibility you have with other departments, with the goals, the mission, the vision of the business as a whole, the more valuable you're going to become to the organization and the better you will be at your job. Because if you understand other departments, you're going to be able to also, well, one, ask for help from other people, gain a different perspective, and start to really understand the business's more, I guess, holistic approach to things. The businesses, like some of my clients like to use, DNA. So number one, you're going to be better at your job because you're going to have more visibility. You're going to understand the company objectives. You're going to have more understanding about how the other functions work and your place within that. So that's the key piece there. Number two, you're going to get more opportunities. At the end of the day, the more people know you, the more visible you are, the more likely it is that you are going to be the person that people start to think about when new opportunities open up, when new promotions open up. So for that whole visibility piece, absolutely crucial to make sure you are networking in and around the business. People know who you are. I think I said it before on this podcast, but the worst piece of career advice I've ever heard is just get your head down, do the work. No, get your head down, do the work, but make sure people know you did it and make sure people know who you are. So again, more opportunities will open up to you. You'll be seen as a team player. Your name will be mentioned more in other meetings. And also, like I said, when you need favors, when things maybe are slipping and you need a bit of help, you're going to have more people to call upon to help you out. And then finally, I guess, thinking about future-proofing our careers, these people are going to move around. Right? Like people in your organization are going to join other organizations one day, unless somebody stays with the business for 30 years, which in today's world is highly unlikely. So they might go somewhere and open up a door for you. So it's not just about thinking about the here and the now, it's thinking about the future. The amount of people I know that have moved organizations and pulled people with them because they love working with these people. They know them, they respect them, they like them, and they basically help get them into other businesses. So networking in and around the business is absolutely crucial for those sort of main three reasons: more opportunities, more value that you'll bring to the business, which will make you sort of more visible and also more likely to get promoted, and building that sort of internal and external networks. When people move on from these organizations, they know who you are and they're more likely to bring you along or even give you a really good reference or, you know, referral. So they're just a few key points there to really think about, but it is really important. Ultimately, what this all comes back to is being seen and being known in your organization, not just being a wallflower, getting your head down, expecting people to value your work. Like, unfortunately, people are busy and you need to make sure that, you know, you are seen and that you're letting people know what your career aspirations are. What are your goals? What do you want to achieve? If you have a desire to explore a new industry, well, there might be opportunities within your organization to upskill, reskill, relearn, and take your transferable skills from one department into another department. But you're not going to be able to do that unless people know who you are, what you contribute, and also know, like, and trust you. So internal networking, absolutely huge when we think about accelerating our career, which is why it got brought up and was talked a lot about in our presentation last week. So how do you do it was the question. So look, it's again, it's quite similar, I guess, to external network in that you're going to have to put yourself in these situations in the first place, right? You're going to have to be quite intentional with it. But look, think about the day-to-day interaction. So number one, right? Now, we all are sort of working more of that hybrid model. So a big thing about the sort of the pushback when it comes to coming into the office is like, Georgie, I could be doing exactly the same work from home than I could be in the office. So why should I come into the office? Well, on these office days, come in with the mindset of, I want to network in and around the business. I want to use these days to make sure that I'm noticed, that people know who I am within the business. So number one, take the opportunity in these informal networking situations. So in the hallways, you know, when you're just strolling down the hallway in your business, smile, introduce yourself. If you haven't seen someone before, say, oh, hi, I don't think we've met. I'm Georgie and I work in the technology department. How about you? How long have you been working here for? Just strike up these conversations. If you see somebody that, like I said, you've not met before, say hi, introduce yourself. And if you can't quite muster up the courage to do that, just smile. Just even when you get into the lift in the morning, right? Like the amount of elevators I've been in, and I've, you know, been in quite a few over my course of my career in multiple different businesses. I always smile. I always, you know, if there's an opportunity to just sort of quickly strike up a conversation, just say, oh, you know, where do you work? You know, how's your day been? Like, just, it's just nice. It's just nice to sometimes just be polite and chatty to people because, you know, you don't know what kind of day they're having. But in these types of situations, in the hallway, in the lift, smile. And if you can strike up the conversation, do. But you might need to just sort of build up to that. So for the first few times, you know, you might sort of smile at somebody, see them a few more times, and then they might even strike up a conversation with you because you've smiled at them a few times, said good morning to them, made a comment about it, you know, being a chilly day, or just sort of made something that's, you know, like a little bit friendly, you know. But these are the sorts of opportunities you don't want to miss. In the kitchen, you know, instead of just sort of taking your lunch back to your desk, hang out in the kitchen a bit, hang out around the coffee machine, just take the opportunities when they're presented themselves to internally network, to meet new people, to smile, to be friendly, to be known. So that's the sort of like the first key piece. So take those opportunities. The second piece of advice, so if you're so on those days when you're working from home, always turn your video on. This is absolutely crucial. People need to see your face. They need that FaceTime. It builds trust. The amount of meetings that I've been on and people have had their cameras turned off. It's like there's no trust and rapport built. Like there, I will not run a meeting now with a black screen unless for some crazy reason my computer's not working or, you know, something's chaotic is going on in the background, right? But 9 out of 10 of times I will have my video on because I think it's really, really important for people to see your face. It builds trust. You can look in someone's eyes and obviously nothing's going to take away from that face-to-face interaction. But if you do have a remote first business like I do, I always make sure every opportunity I will do a video call. So for example, like the other week, I was chatting to Brie, one of our team members, and I needed to call her about something. But I thought, you know what? Instead of just calling her, I'm going to FaceTime her. And I was like, hey, Brie, how you doing? And straight away, there was just this more like friendly nature to the conversation. There was more of that rapport building going on. There was that sort of laughter because we could see each other's faces and see each other's interaction. It's these key moments that build trust, that build relationships, that build culture, and also get you seen and get you noticed. So if you are working from home most of the time, any opportunity you get to have your video turned on or do a video call versus a normal call or do a video call versus an email, take the opportunity, be seen, be visible in your organization. So that is absolutely crucial. The third thing of how you can go about networking internally in your business is utilizing LinkedIn. We all have an online presence. I don't know many people who are now not on LinkedIn if they're career professionals. So connect to people in and around your business. So if you've identified that you want to explore a new area of the business, well, suss out who is in that area and make sure you're connected to them on LinkedIn. Send them a connection request. Hey, Sandra, it's Georgie. I'd love to connect. I'm currently working at CH Solutions in the marketing department, but I'm really interested in your area of the business. Love to add you to my network and, hopefully we can grab a coffee soon. Done. Right. So send messages, connect to people in your organization again, because then if you start sort of doing some posts and, you know, sort of, I don't know, sort of adding value to your industry, they're going to see that as well, which is also going to get you seen and noticed as well. So connect to people on LinkedIn. Don't neglect the online networking piece to it as well. That's absolutely crucial. The fourth piece of advice for networking internally is send a follow-up email. So if you've just come off the back of a meeting or a town hall or whatever's going on in your organization, send a follow-up email to the person that was chatting and just say, hey, look, I really loved what you said about that. And if there's any opportunities to help out on that particular project or I've got this, I've had this thought about that thing that you were talking about earlier, love to grab a coffee with you and talk more about it. So it's, again, it's offering that sort of that value piece, the follow-ups, you're being front of mind. People can see that you're being proactive about things. These are all subtle things that you can do that will get you noticed. And people absolutely love it when they get an email saying, oh, that really sort of resonated with me, or I really enjoyed when you spoke about that, or, you know, look, I know you were speaking about that particular product and there was a few struggles, but I've had a few ideas I'd love to share with you. So don't neglect the follow-up, the thank yous. Again, this is what's going to get you noticed. This is what's going to get you seen. This is what's going to help stand out in your organization. The fifth thing is get involved in internal events. So I'll use those two examples last week here. So UniSuper ran a careers expo and there was a really high level of attendance to that. That was fantastic. So that was really, really good to see, because I thought, here we are, here's an organization that's put on something. There was so much value in that careers expo. There was other speakers. Obviously, myself and Pam were just two of the speakers at this career expo, but they had, you know, industry experts around sort of new technology, around sort of like the future of work. So like psychologists, like people, university lecturers. So they had a lot of speakers at this career expo. And it was just fantastic. It was such a well-run event. And I thought, God, like, this is again an opportunity for people to come, meet people from different departments, learn more, be seen, get involved in what the business is doing, and really support it as well. Because again, you know, as a business leader, you want to see your people embracing these initiatives. You want to see your people come together and have conversations and collaborate and learn together. Because again, this is what breeds a great culture. This is what breeds trust. So keep an eye on these internal events that are happening within your organization, and make sure where possible, you can show up, even if it's for an hour of your working week. Be there, be present, be seen, because it does go a long, long way. And again, I noticed a lot of the women that were in that room had access to some really senior leaders that they might not have had access to had they not have put themselves in this room. So don't sort of just neglect these opportunities. And then as well in your business, if you've got any internal employee resource groups, go to them, meet other people within the business. Again, you're going to get a real range of different people from different departments. You get to learn more about people's roles, what they do in the business. And again, it's going to open up doors for you. It's going to open up opportunities for you. So make sure you are seen to be at these internal events where possible. And finally, the sixth point is give more than you get. I think you cannot go wrong in life if you are always somebody that tries to offer some form of value to others. This is the biggest hack that I think you could ever take away, is that if you are somebody that's always offering something, that is always showing up with something positive to say, something of value to say, that's going to be noticed. And trust me, your name will start to circulate within the business. So every time that, you know, you show up in a meeting, show up with a smile on your face, offer value where you can, don't just fill the silence with noise, come with an objective, come with a good intention, sit down before you start your workday and you think, who do I want to be today? What kind of energy do I want to bring into this team? What kind of energy do I want to bring into this meeting, you know, in person or offline? So all of these things are things that I think about personally every single working week. Who do I want to be? How do I want to show up? What value do I want to bring into my working week, to my colleagues, to my my business partner, Pam, to my clients, to my candidates? Like, what do I want to bring? Who do I want to be? And if I am constantly showing up with that energy, then when I am coming to network, when I am coming into the office, people are going to want to be around me, because again, I'm going to attract people to me. I think this is honestly the biggest piece that's missed when we think about networking, we think about opportunities, like be a magnet. You know, those people, like I'm sure you can think of someone right now that when they enter the building, you just are drawn to them. You want to be around them. You want to just be like, oh, I really want to just chat to Georgie just for a few minutes, you know, because I just, every time I'm with her, you know, I feel energized, I feel inspired. Be that person. be that person, show up as that person, like work on yourself. Like this is where, you know, opportunities will come to you because you're drawing them in versus having to just want to like run towards them. So bring people to you, bring opportunities to you. And how you do that is really managing your internal state, really getting clear on the person that you want to be and showing up every single day as that person with that energy, with that high level of emotional intelligence, because then networking opportunities, promotions, everything's going to come to you versus you having to go out and work really, really hard to get it. Because trust me, it's the people that often get promoted. Yes, they're visible. Yes, they're seen. But it's because people really enjoy being around them. So be that in your organization and people want to be around you versus you wanting to be around everybody else. So that is today's episode of how you go about networking within the business. Let me know what you've thought of this episode. And I just want to thank every single one of the incredible women that I got the opportunity to meet last week. It was an absolute honor. I learned so much from being around people in the corporate space, from listening, from observing. And trust me, I was being very observant last week. And as an observation, even when I was doing it at the Careers Expo and then the employee resource group at 7-Eleven, it was the people that stayed behind a few extra minutes that got opportunities to speak with the senior leadership team. That kind of, it's all of these like little things that happen just outside of these opportunities that really where the magic happens. So the women that stayed back for 7-Eleven, for example, like we had a really, really good chat and we really sort of like spoke about a lot of things. So utilize these opportunities. Do not miss out on them. They are absolutely valuable for your career. So have an amazing day wherever you are. And thank you so much for the inspiration. Keep giving it to me. Keep bringing me questions. Keep bringing me thoughts, experiences, because it all helps me be a better podcaster, a better communicator, and actually talk about things that are relevant. And if you want to do one beautiful favor for me, if you've enjoyed these episodes, please take a moment and just leave a review and comment on this podcast if you have a few more moments to spare. But thank you so much. I appreciate you. I hope this episode served you and I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Have a great week. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you've got this far, that honestly means the world to me and lets me know that you've got a lot of value from today's episode. So if I could just ask you to do one thing, pull out your phone and please leave a quick review. It honestly would mean the world to me. It will help this podcast grow and get our message out there to more people. So if you could do that for me, that would be amazing. And please reach out and just let me know what you want to hear more about, what you're interested in. It will just also help me make sure that I'm continuing to speak to topics that are relevant and also find guests that are real true experts in what you want to know more about. So have an amazing day. Thanks so much for doing that. And I can't wait to share the next episode with you. Thank you.